Are you ready?
I am ready. I wish the air didn't turn on right after.
I know.
The
now it's turned. Actually cold.
It's
kind
of cold in here now.
How about this?
Welcome back, oh, cute.
We're back.
Hey.
Must be a nice podcast.
Oh.
Yeah, man. How you doing? You good? I know you like that.
We've been gone for a second.
Yeah.
But it's okay. We're back now. We're better
yes.
than ever.
Back and better.
Hopefully everyone's good back at home.
A little colder than we were last time we did a podcast.
Yeah, it's significantly colder in here.
Yeah.
It's almost like 60 degrees. What's up, dude?
What's up with you?
Honestly?
It's officially January 1, 2021.
And we're starting off the work-life balance already. We're back at work. New Year's Day.
And we're doing the annual Jen Atkin list.
Second annual Jen Atkin
Second list. Second annual Jen Atkin list. We don't have a name for it besides the Jen Atkin list. That's why we have our Whey hand cream here.
Yeah, if you find that your hands are exceptionally dry, try the Whey hand cream.
Mm-hmm. Would you like some?
For excessive moisture, try the Whey hand cream.
Very chic packaging. So we're going to be going through kind of recapping last year's, which do we need to go through the whole, like, this year was crazy, nobody really accomplished things that they wanted to spiel? Well, I feel like that's kind of a given, no?
I think everyone kind of got that, right?
I think we all know that already. I don't think we need to go there and be like, oh.
Oh, this is nice.
It's nice, right?
Has a good scent, very light.
Mm-hmm. I want to say.
Tell them.
Because I feel like you listened to the last podcast, right, from last year that we did in January of last year, 2020, talking about all the things we want to do in 2020. Like, you know, everybody's very excited in January. You make resolutions, which I used to be a little cynical about. After listening to what we talked about last January, I am more excited. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah. And I think you feel the opposite, and I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
You don't actually feel that way.
Take it there, dude.
Because I think you listened to it, and you were like, work-life balance, we failed, right?
Well, the main takeaway, so that if you guys don't remember that podcast, was I think that was a heavy theme, right?
Yeah.
Let's get an office space. Let's have a personal life and let's work on a balance.
Mm-hmm.
Spoiler alert, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
The balance is restored full work, I would say. Like, it's fully work. So, yeah, I listened to that podcast and I was like, well, these didn't work out.
Yeah. So I wrote down everything that we said.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a lot of W's there that you don't even realize, that you don't even see.
Yep.
What are they?
You want me to tell you right now?
I'll take one. Give me one W. One?
Okay. You said that you want to continue to push your skill set.
Yep.
Which I think you did.
I did. I had
I'm wearing your highlight on my face right now.
Wow.
Plug. You did Club Daddy.
Subtle plug.
Which I think you got to explore your skill sets every single time you did Club Daddy with new lighting.
Why are you gassing me up right now, dude?
I'm just trying to let you know that it wasn't a total wash last year.
I appreciate that.
You know? There's a lot more W's on here too that I actually don't think you realize.
T.
So
stay tuned for that.
So last year when we talked about this, I was like, oh, I don't want to call it a resolution, whatever, right? Because I think resolutions, it's usually like, I want to lose 20 pounds. It's kind of like, whatever.
Right. I do want to do that though.
Right. Same. I mean, not 20, but you know what I mean?
A reasonable number for our respective weights.
But listening to what we talked about last year, I actually recommend either going through this and doing this exercise yourself or even recording like a voice memo going through it and then listening to it a year later.
You're talking about like the Billie Eilish interview where they do it year after year.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I think it's so beneficial.
I think so too.
And to grow off of.
If you can find W's in it.
Yeah.
I got a little bummed.
I think you were didn't really want to film this today. I think 2020, maybe we didn't have work-life balance, but it was kind of sink or swim.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to keep swimming.
And we learned how to do all the swims. We're Michael Phelps now.
I think it was not sink or swim, but it was just like it just flipped everything upside down and you have to figure something out.
Right.
So I think we're in a building phase right now. So I don't think our work-life balance is going to be balanced. Maybe that's the better route to go for now.
Acceptance.
Then figuring out to make it an equal balance.
I'm loving what I'm hearing.
Yep.
I'm loving all of that I'm hearing. It's all a W.
Yeah. So it just gave me a lot of perspective because it's really easy to look back at like maybe the past 3 months, you know, and think like, oh God,
right.
Oh God.
Right.
For us personally.
Right.
That we haven't talked about.
Right. So where do you want to start?
I mean, you want to just go through it? I want to start.
Last year we said?
Last year you said, I want to, well, the first thing I wrote down was you said, I want to continue to talk shit, but in a good way.
Which I think I found a really nice balance. Yeah.
But you said you want to start having personal goals.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I have personal goals. I just, I haven't done anything to prioritize them. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to beat myself up about it in this podcast. Mm-hmm. I refuse. Mm-hmm. I want to start, if we're going to be honest, having manageable fucking goals and mm-hmm. expectations. That's what I'd like to have. You know?
Yeah. Mine was, I want to start ingesting content that makes me feel better and like not take in stuff that doesn't make me feel better.
You kind of said read books though. From what I remember,
I did not say read books.
Yes,
I said read content. I said content, content.
You said
read books. I did not say read books.
All right, I'll support you. But you did say like a higher, because I know where you're going with this. I know you're going to lead into that. You found TikTok. Like, you found this outlet. I'm happy that TikTok makes you happy, which is, it is, that's what, I guess that was your ultimate goal, right? It's just find that piece of content that makes you happy.
It was, maybe it was like when I'm sitting scrolling on my phone.
You want to feel good.
I'd rather feel better than feel worse.
Right.
So being on Twitter this year made me feel worse. I actually went off of Twitter for like a long time. I'm actually still not very active. I'm not very active. Sometimes I go on and like peek in every once in a while to see how horrible the trending or the news.
What's wrong with Twitter?
The news page. The news page is where I used to live on Twitter. I would go to like.
And there wasn't much good news this year?
No, it was just, it was terrible. And so I was like glued to my phone for a long time. And then I was like, dude, I can't go on Twitter anymore. Twitter used to be like a really like happy place for me.
That's where all the funny people were.
Yeah. And I had to kind of like stop going on it because it would just make me feel terrible. And then that's kind of, I guess I had like a void. And so I started finally going on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And then my For You page got fire.
Does every TikToker think that their fucking For You page is better than, is that a thing?
I think it's a thing.
Is that a TikTok?
Possibly.
That'd be a good TikTok.
We did discuss having our interview process when we bring in people that we want to interview, that we get to look at your For You page to see who you really are.
You think it's a pretty good, like, like who you are?
Don't you think it's a good indicator of cred? His is all skits.
Does it, can I ask you a question? You were saying last year Instagram kind of gives you a complex. That was kind of a thing that we talked about. Does it still?
I think I'm better at not, like, I know what I'm looking at. You know, I can separate my personal expectations from what I'm looking at.
I think the lack of events this year also kind of changed things,
right?
Oh,
yeah. Right? I guess so.
Like the types of things people could post are different. Mm-hmm. Can't be with groups of people or like, you know, so I think that that probably changed some things. You can't be in Santorini, France with your abs all out because you can't get there.
Did you just say Santorini, France?
I don't, is that in Italy?
I think it's in Greece.
There's no way to know for sure. Nope.
I kind of love that moment right there.
Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I'm talking about, though.
No, I get it. I totally 100% get what you're saying. Well, so now we're going to say what our current goal for I Want to Start is.
What's yours?
I want to... Okay, so when I listened to the last year's, which is good for me now to listen to, but even after we filmed it, I was like, I didn't do it right, which is very on brand for me to say I didn't do something right when there's no like rules to it. But all of mine were so behavioral.
How so?
Like... very deep rooted, like I want to stop being so hard on myself, stuff like that. That's, you can't just like not do.
That's not like an on and off thing.
Yeah. It's not like I want to start waking up at 6 a.m. So mine was, I want to start making realistic daily goals or lists.
I said that. That's mine.
Excuse me?
You're taking mine?
You don't have anything written down.
It's all up here, sis.
No, you actually don't. You're waiting to hear mine and then you're like, oh, that's good.
No, no, no.
I said realistic, making realistic daily goals, because sometimes some of the stuff that we do, it's like if we want to film something, sometimes if like you're not feeling really creative or like something yucky happens that day and you don't want to film anymore, it's like you can't really force that, you know? So I'm going to try my best to make realistic daily goals and stick to that.
You don't ever think it's worth pushing through, like, so that's the other side of it, right?
Yeah.
Pushing through the, like when you're like, I'm not doing it. I'm not in the mood. That's the other way. It's like, I want to get better at just pushing through.
Sometimes I can, depending on what it is.
So what's a realistic goal for you? Do you have one?
Well, it's like making a list, like a goal for today is I want to work out today.
Okay.
And actually just go freaking work out. I want to not eat fast food today. So I'm going to cook breakfast, whatever, you know, stuff like that. That's like a goal.
I have the same thing. but it wasn't because I heard yours.
I kind of think it was. I'm going to notice if there's a pattern with the rest of mine. Actually, maybe I should put this away so you can't see it.
Oh, my God. Well, I may hear them. Well, after hearing the podcast from last year, when I realized, like, oh, wow, I didn't do I hear what you're saying, that I did a lot of those things.
Yeah.
But some of the ones I actually felt really important about, I don't feel like I got to. And I feel like, you know, I'm hearing the same fucking speech again. And I don't want to repeat myself. So, yeah, I would like to pull it back a little bit and just live day to day. I want to start being day by day a little bit.
D by D.
DBD. And just assess it from there. You know, my problem is I have so many projects that rely on other people.
Yeah.
Like, I can get my shit done, but I'm still waiting on everyone else to finish their part of it. And that is a frustrating process for me. What's the next one?
Okay, the next one is...
I can go first if you want.
Yeah, of course you're going to go first.
But don't copy mine.
I won't, don't worry. I want to try.
What?
Actually, I personally didn't have I want to try last year. Because, I, like, in my head, Jen's is, like, heavily influencing me. And I think hers was, like, I want to try dance class.
Oh.
And I was like, fuck, I don't want to try dance class, you know? Like, what do I want to try? And I was trying to think of, like, a class.
Yeah.
That I wanted to go do or something. So I couldn't think of anything. Yours was leave the office at the office.
LOL.
And be more present at home.
Mm-hmm.
You want to try.
I want to try and not be so... Sometimes when I first hear something that I don't like... I'm like, oh, absolutely not. And I hate it. Mm-hmm. Even though I know I have to inevitably do it. There's a lot of things in running a business that I don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And when I get them, sometimes I put it automatically a negative connotation on it. And then sometimes I try not to have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Even I'll keep 100 with you. Sometimes I'm a little tired and I, you know, Club Daddy, it's like we want to do a Club Daddy at the night. I'm fucking tired, man. Sometimes I'm like, I go into it thinking like, oh, it's going to be a lot of work or it's a stress. Because it is a lot of work to do those. You know, I'm working all fucking day and then I come and then I go DJ or whatever. It's, sometimes it's stressful. Mm-hmm. Full disclosure, we're keeping 100 with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
But I always have a good time.
You always do.
Always have fun. I always love talking to people. I like seeing people. I always go, should we do the Zoom all this week or not? I always say that.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part. I love interacting with people on the Zoom and the live. But sometimes I get like, you're just tired, you're in your head, and you kind of prevent yourself from having fun.
Because it takes effort.
In reality, that's the most fun thing I do is Club Daddy. But I second guess it because it's almost like, is it worth, am I worth having that much fun? So I would like to try and just let myself have fun. Is that okay? Mm-hmm. I didn't steal that from you, did I? That's yours, dude. I'm going to be fucking pissed, dude.
Nope.
Be pissed.
That's very, so I learned this at my retreat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I told you about this or if we talked about it on the podcast, but there was a day where it's like, you're supposed to like let go and have fun. And like, it was such a pattern for me at the beginning of each activity to not want to do it and think it was stupid and that we should be doing something productive. And this is not productive to my mental health or like my...
why you're there.
Why I'm there.
Yeah.
It's like, this is...
You did talk to me about
this
that.
This is fucking dumb. Like, why are we doing this? 10 minutes. And it was like, it was so weird to me. And like, I had that at the... there was like maybe 6 activities. And I had it for the first 10 minutes of each one. Like, it was, like, extremely cyclical for me to do that. But then I ended up, like, warming up and then just, like, throwing myself into it and having fun. It's definitely, like, a very common thing, I think, for most adults to just not cater to that part of themselves.
What's weird is I feel like I cater to it a lot personally, but sometimes when it's other people pitching me shit, like, I have a blast personally sometimes.
Yeah, you do.
But when it's someone else gives me the idea, I'm always like, I don't know. I don't want to do that. I don't want to go do that. But then I end up having fun. So, yeah. What are you going to try and do?
Oh, shit. I didn't write anything down.
Oh.
I don't know.
You're going to try and come back to that?
I want to try and come back to that one.
What else you got?
I want to continue to.
Well, since you didn't do the try, I'm going to make you continue to.
Do you want to talk about what we said last year?
Yeah, what did I say?
You said push your skill set.
T.
W. You were like, oh, I know I spend too much time setting up videos. And then by the time I film the video, I'm kind of tired. But you really enjoy doing that. So you want to keep doing that.
I like that I pushed myself. Even like the Club Daddy video that we did was the most elaborate thing I've ever done. I've learned how to dance this year.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit. You know?
That's, I think you think of like maybe, oh, just for YouTube videos, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I think you've pushed your skill set in so many different directions.
Being a boss is the number one thing I think I don't think I'm good at it.
Yeah, but you are.
I'm pushing myself to figure it out for sure. Learning how to deal with humans is definitely a skill set that I did not have before. Very introverted and very much like just solo.
Yeah.
So I'm pushing my skill set there.
Mine was invest in myself. Mm. Ooh. I literally just said invest in myself, and you were like, physically, financially, and I said yes, everything.
Yeah.
Everything. Invest in myself, put myself not in front of everything else, but put myself in front of things more often.
Did you do it?
Well, I went to that retreat.
Oh, yeah. That was a big investment.
That was a big one because I've never done anything like that in my entire life.
Yep.
I don't know if it's considered therapy or what, but it was like a week long fucking deep dive into my soul.
That's a pretty valuable
investment. That was a very intense investment. I'm like a processor. I'm a slow processor. So like some people that I know that went, it was like, boom, right away. Everything is fucking good. The sky is clear. I understand. I can see everything clearly. Mm-hmm. Mine kind of like was a slow developer throughout the year. And I was able to just realize things, and I've just become so much more aware that it has changed a lot of me, I think.
Okay. But you were looking for an epiphany moment that just maybe didn't happen.
Right I away. Was. And I think I kind of like, I think I had this expectation that like when I left that and when I got back home, I was going to be like, ooh, I'm good. Mm-hmm. I'm great. Everything is great. And I think, you know, anyone that goes to like therapy or like whatever it is to try and learn more about themselves or maybe work through some problems or some shit that's going on. Mm-hmm. I think progress is awareness also. You know, it's not just like a magic wand.
Sounds like a t-shirt right there. Or progress, like a coffee cup.
Progress is awareness.
Yeah, that's
or
cool.
Awareness is progress.
Both. So that was
just in general.
One investment in yourself.
One investment in myself. Also launching a brand this year.
Flex. Oh, you're telling them that. You're telling them that.
Well, I feel like I could finally say this year and mean it. Are you looking for other buttons?
I think we need to just put a good song on for that. Yeah. If you're going to just fucking say that, dude. I think you're going to have to kind of put... you don't even know this shit, dude. You're just going to announce a brand and not tell them? Katie just announced her brand. You hear that? Katie just announced her brand. Uh-oh. 2021, it's coming. You heard it here first. This podcast is sponsored by Katie's brand. Let's go. Dude, you're about to be sponsored by you.
I know.
Yeah, I would say, one, that's been a major investment.
Yeah, that's been a major investment in myself and us.
Time, tears.
Yeah.
Financially.
Literally putting everything into this.
Yeah.
Launching this year.
I would like to say it within a couple weeks, dude. Depending on how long Depending on how long it takes to edit this video or when you're watching.
So...
is that all you're going to say? You're going to leave it at that?
Launching my brand this year. I would say that's a big investment in myself.
You're leaving it at that. You're going to leave them at that. Can I ask the questions they want to know?
No.
Is it something that you can wear?
Yes.
Is it something that will be sold worldwide?
Yes.
Is it something that will look good on you and me?
Yes.
Is it something that has ever been done before?
Cue Lady Gaga speech. So that is continue to.
What do you want to continue to in 2021?
So obviously we've been working on a bunch of projects, right? But I feel like last year was also, it was like a difficult time to make videos. It's not like everything stopped, right? It's not like all the world's problems are over, but I feel like people do feel this sense of like resetting.
Do you feel that?
I normally don't, but I am this year. I need it.
Oh, you are.
I need it. Yeah. Okay. I need it. I need this sense of like, okay, we're in a new year, new me. Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. I need that to move. I feel like a lot of people need it right now, even though like Corona's still here, like a lot of shit's still going on. I feel like we need that sense of like, okay, we're starting over, even though a lot of shit's still going on. I'm taking advantage of that.
Go for it.
Okay.
I support you in that.
You can't take it away from me?
I'm not saying I would.
Because you can't.
I won't.
You can't.
I wouldn't do that.
But it just, last year it was just like making some content. It's like, oh, you want to be positive, but sometimes it felt like inappropriate.
In the very beginning of COVID, it did.
Yeah. It's like, it felt inappropriate or like read the room. You know what I mean? But then it's like you don't want to talk about negative stuff because it's also like I don't want to make negative videos. Or, right. You know what I mean? It was just like a very...
different time.
Yeah.
I had an idea back in the early stages of COVID to make a video going to the grocery store and reviewing all the weird shit people were buying.
Yeah.
Like remember when toilet paper was a thing?
That still is a thing.
The hoarders?
Uh-huh.
I'm glad I didn't make it at the time because it probably wouldn't have landed.
It probably would not have
landed. It wouldn't have landed. But looking back, it is funny.
So I try to make mine a little bit easier this year.
Yeah, go for it.
I want to continue to cook new recipes.
Manageable.
And garden this spring. I realize there's a couple other things that kind of relate to what I'm about to say on here.
Let them know.
Later on. But we've been eating out a lot. And I notice that, like, I like cooking when I'm cooking something a little bit different. Like, the other night when I made that pasta, I had so much fun. I felt like a fucking chef with, like, a little white hat, you know? And I enjoy doing that. And, like, doing certain things around the house, like, I really like doing.
I love that for you. I wish I had that same joy in cooking. I like setting a vibe.
Yes.
Like, when you're cooking and you cook Italian food, mm-hmm. I throw the Italian music on.
Yeah.
Or yesterday we had Chinese food and I threw on some Chinese music.
Mm-hmm.
I just like to make it kind of a vibe.
Mm-hmm. You're always DJing.
Always got to play the shit that
always
vibes.
Always DJing, yep.
Maybe we throw on, you know, a little vino,
mm-hmm.
drink a little wine.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I throw on an Italian suit.
Yep.
I don't know. You got to make it. That's kind of the energy that I bring to it. I don't really want to cook though. I like to push shit with tongs.
You know?
Just, or like a pan, just whip it. You know, but
you love stirring.
Yeah, yeah, I like to just kind of look like I know what I'm doing. I feel like Gordon Ramsay or something, but I'm not.
And I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Balance.
Mm-hmm. I want to have, last year you said have a better body image.
Mm.
That was your big one last year.
You want
me
to touch on that now or no?
Yeah, you definitely can. I said land with a question mark.
What's that?
I didn't have an answer to that one last year. I was like, I want to have. What do I want to have? Like, to me, it just sounds like material, you know?
Yeah, like a tangible thing.
Yeah, it just sounds material in my head, and I can't think of anything I want to have. So I was like, land?
Mine was body image, which was, I think I referenced taking my shirt off at a pool party.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of weird thing to want, right? Well, there weren't any pool parties, thank God. Would I be able to take my shirt off at a pool party right now? Absolutely not. I don't have that body image. I do feel like I look prettier. You know, with a filter, I'm a 7.
Unstoppable?
With a filter, I'm a 7, for sure.
Like a Paris, once or twice?
I think with the little retro cam and then Paris, depending on a lighting, I could be a 7, dude.
I love that you addressed how you used to talk shit about me. A lot of people used to talk shit about me for using that filter.
Now I fully understand.
Mm-hmm.
I understand you a lot better now being more on the internet, for sure. So I have a little bit better body image. You know, I think I'm good. Used to think I was a 4. Now I think I'm a 7.
With a filter.
Well, I used to think I was a 4 with a filter before. So now I feel like I'm a 7 filter.
Yeah.
You know? So
that's good.
So we're getting there.
That's a W.
Perhaps 2021, I'll be a 9.
Do you think it was LASIK? Because you got LASIK last year.
LASIK boosted the confidence for sure.
Did that give you a point?
Look how many sunglasses I wear now.
Yeah. Did that give you a point?
Yeah. That got me from a 6 to a 7.
The Desi brand is probably happy that you got LASIK.
I wish they would pay for it. You know what I mean? Fuck, dude. You know what I mean? I'm kind of like, again, I would say that I'm her muse. Without LASIK, what would the brand be?
Right.
Right?
Right.
It's just a brand at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Just the brand, mm-hmm. you know? But I like to think my facial structure did a lot. Hold on. You guys tell me I'm wrong. I don't even need to say anything. This is part of the Desnudo collection, just in case you're wondering.
Mm-hmm.
You think I should have paid for LASIK or she should have paid for LASIK? What do you think? Now, let's talk about wants. Can I talk about wants for me for 2020?
You want to have?
Yeah, to have.
Yeah.
I want to have a collab with Desi in 2020, period.
Period.
Throw it out there.
Yeah.
You tell me, the ball's in your court.
Mm-hmm.
D-bag.
I can't stand you. I don't have. I want to have. I didn't have one last year. I don't have one this year.
You want to have like a Urus truck or like a Lambo truck?
I would like a Lambo truck. I want to have a Lambo truck. Can I be that bitch for a second? I don't want to have. So that's now a second thing. I don't want to try and I don't want to have.
That's
apparently.
So hips,
is that on brand for me?
Hipster because of you. I don't want anything.
I don't understand why I didn't have it that last year or this year. I think it's a little redundant and maybe it's just my brain telling me that. And I'm just kind of like,
maybe you just need to think simple, dude.
I think I'm just a super brain and like, you know what I mean?
Right. Why don't you just think of something simple? Like I want to have like the new Jordans. on. I want to have a bot so I can get shoes at retail.
I do want to have a bot so I can get shoes retail.
Boom.
I want to have a bot.
Say less, dude.
I want to have a bot. Okay, next one. I want to stop. Your thing was if something small or anything doesn't go right, it affects your whole day.
How am I doing? How's that going? Going good?
It's going good.
Yeah?
It's going good.
I don't think it's letting little things affect my day anymore. We kind of talked about this earlier. I don't know if you wanted to have two deep into. We're around more humans now, and mm-hmm. I sometimes absorb energies around me, mm-hmm. all kinds of energies around me. I think that's human to absorb other people's energies a little bit.
Yeah.
But sometimes I assume it as my own energy, and I don't know if that's healthy. So I'd like to stop doing that.
Mine was I want to stop being so hard on myself.
How's that going for you?
I am still very hard on myself, 100%. I don't know if that's ever going to go away. I think it's how I... Maybe it's how I react to myself being hard on myself now that I feel like is a little bit different. So this year I said I'm going to stop staying up late on my phone when I can't sleep. And I know that's a lie.
What's the TikTok, dude?
Okay. So I know like it's literally like if I'm in bed awake, like all my tabs are open mm-hmm. in my browser, right? And I'm going through all the tabs, not closing any of them, just scanning through them. I'm like, if I go on TikTok right now, I will be able to fall asleep because my tabs are elsewhere and it works.
Does it though?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it takes like 3 hours, but for the most part it works.
I don't know, dude.
I don't know. I don't know. That's still something I need to figure out. I went through phases this past year where like I could fall asleep pretty easily and then now I'm not there anymore. So I would like to not be on my phone once I get into bed.
Dude, I think that's a utopia.
That's fake news.
That's an ideal. That's what they do in the movies, I think.
So it's cute to say it, but...
Yeah, it's cute for the gram.
You think it's a filler? It's filler?
What are you going to do? We had to take a little break to get a Kool-Aid jammer.
Yeah.
And it's lightweight jamming.
How sweet is that?
Honestly?
Doesn't it taste like you're drinking Jell-O?
It does, but it feels nostalgic. Oh, that shit was good.
Yeah?
Very good. That's the benefit of having a 22-year-old as your assistant. They buy things like that.
Like jammers?
Yeah.
Well, next up we have I Want to Learn.
Okay.
Which I thought was another, I was really proud of you for this one also.
What did I learn?
You said you want to learn how to delegate.
Oh God. Did I?
I think so. This was before we had a team.
Yeah.
You were talking about delegating before we even had anyone.
Right. Oh, this was before that, huh?
Yeah, this is before anyone.
Okay.
And you said you want to learn how to delegate. And I said, to who?
You? It's not easy. Even so, at first I was like, oh, just when you hire people, you'll be able to delegate, right?
And it's just, you just give it to them and then you move on.
Some people probably can do that.
Yeah.
I'm very hands-on. I'm not a micromanager. I don't know what you'd say my management style is. I think it's different for every person.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of trippy when I think about it. Hmm. None of the things that I wanted to delegate back then are things that get delegated now. Right?
Yeah.
Our team helps with the business that we created after this. During COVID is what our team really helps with.
Yeah.
Delegating is a bad word. It has a connotation I don't like.
Really?
It has a negative kind. Like, I don't want you to do that. That's kind of what I always think of it.
Oh. I don't have the negative connotation to it.
Yeah, that's probably why you're good at it. Do you want me to tell you what I'm trying to learn this year? Or do you want to go through what you said last year?
No, you can tell me what you want to learn. So that way you don't steal my answer.
Sure. I've been trying to get more physical. Not really. I have not been trying to get more physical. I can't lie to you guys like that. I couldn't even lie for 1 second. I would like to get more active physically. Like mm-hmm. I got the Stairmaster that collecting dust right now and hanging up our clothes on it. It's fun. I like it. I want to do something physical. I want to challenge myself physically, but I'm not lifting weights. I don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. I don't want to.
That's fine.
But this year I did learn how to dance. Mm-hmm. Weird, right? Weird to say that. Did 2 dance videos.
Yeah.
And at Club Daddy, I kind of, you know, I do a more interpretive freestyle dance. I think it's fucking cool.
Yeah.
It's a challenge. It's not something, it's musical. It's something I can do with music. Mm-hmm. When it goes well, I appreciate it. I see how hard it is. And I feel like it's very physically challenging. I kind of want to do that as like a workout class. Yeah. And that could be almost like boxing.
Yeah.
You know? I would like to be really fucking good at dancing. What do you want to learn how to do? What did you say you were going to learn last year?
What did I say last year?
Also, would like to learn how to spell. That'd be fucking good.
Oh, why? You have computers for that.
All right. She said it.
Mine was to learn. I wanted to be more patient and not let like stupid shit affect me. Mm-hmm. Like I don't freak out in like traffic. That was kind of what I mentioned. Like just, oh my God, traffic.
Well, there's no traffic.
There's definitely traffic.
No one's going anywhere.
I don't think I have.
Everyone's at home.
I don't think I have that kind of like patience problem.
Can I tell you what I think happened?
What?
I think the world got so fucked up that you're just like, whatever.
Smoking my cigarette in the car. Like.
We can't, you can't hurt me was a motto we had this year.
It
right?
really was.
That'd be a good shirt, by the way. Yeah. You've been through a lot. So nothing can, I'm sure something can phase you, but I feel like it's a lot harder to phase you now.
Yeah.
Strong.
T.
What do you feel like you want to learn for 2021?
I said I want to learn more about production and business.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you want to specify? Because like how things are produced?
How things are made.
Foreign and domestic?
Foreign and domestic.
Goods?
Goods,
Goods and services?
I want to learn more about, I've been learning about the production. I've learned a lot about the production process. I want to keep learning more and expand my knowledge outside of my comfort zone.
I like that. What's outside of your comfort zone? So we just put that on the record now. I just want you to feel like next year you grew.
What I need to do is get more comfortable. Like you kind of mentioned this the other day, just calling people. It's not that I don't like calling people. Sometimes it's hard for me to call people when I'm trying to get answers, when I don't even have the question yet. Like when that's how far you are into learning something. When you're like, shit, I need answers, but I'm not even sure the question I need to ask to get that answer.
I can respect that.
You know what I mean? Like sometimes that prevents me from calling people, like cold calling. I'm like, well, fuck, I don't even, I know like the end game that I need to be at, but I don't know the right questions to ask to get me to that point.
I like to do it live. Yeah. I need to hear how you're sounding.
Yeah.
Do you sound like a piece of shit or do you think we can relate to each other on a personal level on the phone? That's kind of what I like doing, you know? Is there anything, so I regret a lot of calls though, for sure. I have more regrets.
Like, God, why did I do that?
Yeah. The other day I called to introduce myself to one of my suppliers. And I regret that because they weren't really welcoming. They basically said email info at whatever, you know?
Like, yeah. I think a lot of places don't like to take calls. Also, they're like, email me.
I feel like that's not it.
Yeah.
You're going to want to talk to me is what I feel. I don't know. I don't feel you get me. Via a couple words in a fucking Google spreadsheet.
Your true persona.
No, you need more depth. I'm not 1D. I'm several dimensions.
Sometimes you do throw like a curveball at the beginning of a call.
How so? Which way?
What was it? I think it was because you follow them on stories, but you mentioned like something about what they were doing that day.
Can I tell you something? I think you're talking about when I talked to Shane.
Yeah.
Yeah, I regret saying that. It's kind of like...
That's the thing with phone calls is once you say it, you can't unsay it.
Yeah, I wish I had a warm-up before. I like that you have a yellow pad. Yeah. You don't see that too often.
It's legal. I want to quit.
Oh, quit. What do we want to quit?
You didn't have I want to quit.
Because I ain't nothing trying to quit, dude.
Yeah, because you're not a quitter, I think is what you said.
I'm not a quitter, dude. Still
not a quitter. I said I want to quit assuming the worst.
Dude, you're kind of dark.
So that's why I didn't want to do that this year.
So what do you want to quit this year?
I said I want to quit eating fast food.
Oh, that's going
to
be tough.
But I put right next to it, I put in quotation or in parentheses, limits.
What does that mean?
Like, don't eat it as much as I did because, okay, can I tell you something? Well,
what's fast food to you? Hold on.
Chick-fil-A is fast food, if that's what you're... California Fish Grill is fast food.
California Fish Grill is fast food? Yeah. No, it's a grill. No, it's a grill.
So we went from literally never eating fast food in 2019 to 2020, having it probably like four times a week.
Is that why my body is shaped this way? Is that what it is?
That's why my body's shaped this way.
Oh, shit.
You know, adapting, it's fine.
Adaptation?
Is that not a word?
I think it's adaptation.
Oh, my God.
That's how we say it over here on this side of the pond.
Wait, what?
I know the way you said it was not the way it's supposed to be said. That's what I know for sure.
You didn't say anything last year, and I don't think you want to quit anything this year either.
There's things I want to quit. Can I go deeper now?
Sure.
Negating my value. Sometimes I negate how valuable what I provide to other people is.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, a lot of times. Most of the times. Is this weird to toot your own H? I feel like I'm always in service of other people. And sometimes I forget that I'm fucking, you know, I'm already doing a lot.
Yeah.
So I would like to quit negating like what I've done for someone.
Mm-hmm.
Not shooting shots, not adding anyone. Is that deep?
It's good. Deep is good.
Okay. Sorry for that. No, see that right there is negating my value. Isn't it?
You're not sorry.
I'm not sorry for that.
Yeah.
That's kind of, see, that's an example. Sometimes you got to remind yourself you are that bitch.
Period. All right. The next one is I want to be. I feel like I kind of killed this one this year.
What do you mean? What do you
want to
be last
year? I said I want to be more present, not feel like I should be doing something else. I think I did a pretty good job this year.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with you on that one.
I don't know. I feel like I'm on my phone a lot less if I'm with people.
You're on your phone a lot less in general now.
Really?
Yeah. You leave it in fucking in the all over the place.
Yeah.
Everywhere but right where you're at.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of times everyone around me is on their phone and mine is like somewhere else. I think I'm to the point where I'm like, God, I kind of want to get my phone right now because mm-hmm. everybody else is on their phone.
Yeah, you've gotten good at that.
I feel like I'm more present and I like if I'm, there's a moment that I want to be a part of, I feel like I'm there and I'm attentive to the people around me.
So what do you want for 2021?
I want to be more fun. I want to be more fun. I feel like last year was a lot of ups and downs, a lot of downs, a lot of question marks, a lot of what the hell is going on in the world.
Right.
And I just want to be more fun. I feel like I am a little bit more present now, and now I want to have more fun while I'm being more present. Last year you said you want to be a better husband and better dog dad.
Still want to be that. Still working towards that.
I think you're a pretty good husband and dog dad.
I attempt.
I think you're pretty good.
I did make tribute shirts to them this year.
You did.
Hope they recognize that.
They do. So what do you want to be this year?
It might sound weird coming from me to say this. It might be weird. Because people might think I'm already this already. Be more carefree?
No.
You don't think I'm carefree?
Carefree?
Yeah.
I thought that's not what I was expecting you to say.
Well, I sometimes feel like I have to have a point when I talk on Instagram. Mm. And that can be a lot of pressure. And like, I'm like, I just want to talk about something stupid Craig just did
mm-hmm.
or whatever. Something
you feel like you need to have like an intro and an outro, like a full video moment.
It's trickier as things get better. Like I feel like as you grow, which I'm sure you've experienced this, right? As you grow.
You second guess everything you post.
Yeah, there's more eyes.
Yeah.
It matters more.
Mm-hmm.
If you say something wrong or you get, you know, I'm not trying to get canceled. Not yet. Or maybe I am.
Maybe you are.
So I would like to be more carefree, even though some people might say that I do whatever the fuck I want already.
Some would say. Yeah. I think that's everything.
That's all we got?
That's all we got. That's all she wrote.
No way.
Yeah.
Any topics for future podcasts?
Ooh.
Drop them down below.
Yeah.
In the CM.
Mm-hmm.
In the comments.
The CM.
Comments.
The com.
Commies.
Ments. And that's that. First podcast of 2021. I hope to see you here more often.
We'll do one every day, 365 days.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh, should we do a sponsor or no? Is this sponsored by anybody?
Way, dude. They don't know it yet though. Way hand cream.
Do you find that your hands are exceptionally dry right now? Is it from all the hand sanitizer you use? Try out the Way hand cream. Available now at way.com. Jen, if you want to use that for anything, holler at me. See ya.